Blog Talk Radio.
Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it. Sing out, let it rain, let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven, let it rain,
let it rain,
let it rain. Open up the gates of heaven.
Come on.
Rejoice. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples will see his glory. Oh, we want to see your glory, God. Oh, God, we want to see your glory. You want to see his glory? Lift your voices. Lift your hands. We want to see your glory, God.
Hallelujah. We are live. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. We're broadcasting out of Rockville, Maryland, a suburb of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the capital of the United States of America. And this week's segment on Wednesday, live, August 13th at 8:04 Eastern Time, we're going to complete the second half of the message of the Lord, delivered by the mighty prophet, Dr. David Awar, the Elijah the Lord sent to restore the church. This is Spiritual Purity in the Church, Part 2. Spiritual Purity in the Church. This is the conclusion, the matter, a very, very timely subject, and most importantly, a very timely message for the church who has completely forgotten what the Lord has called us to be holy, and has forgotten that the children of the Lord all the way back as we read in Leviticus that the Lord has called us to be holy as he is holy, as we read again also in 1 Peter, that the Lord is consistently calling his children to be holy as he is holy. This is part two of spiritual purity in the church, and we welcome back all of the listeners all throughout the United States of America, and we pray that the mighty Holy Spirit would open your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes, that you would not hear our voice, that you would not hear the voice of man, but that the church would hear the voice of our living God, the voice of the mighty Holy Spirit in this evening's segment. We have online in the studio, we are blessed, Pastor Jose Bobadilla from the California altar. I will be your co-host. My name is Pastor Louis Lupo from the Maryland altar. I believe we also have Pastor Raymond Raffel from the Maryland altar also online. Before we get to the pastors and the message, very quickly, just two scriptures, two sentences apiece, one in the same. We'll start at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. This is 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Starting at 15. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. There Peter is referencing Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44 and 45. He's also referencing Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, and again, Leviticus chapter 20, verse 7. And as additional support and foundation, we'll take a look at Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, and we'll get to one of the target scriptures for this evening's segment. This is sort of low-hanging fruit for the precious listeners with a very, very deep message and with very deep fruit and spiritual manna from our Lord and Savior in heaven that we'll hear from the mighty prophet. But let's go to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, which is what Peter is referencing in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. This is Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2. Speak all the congregation of the children of Israel and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. That's Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2. Notice, speak to all the congregation. Notice that's not just to the priest. Notice that's not just to the Aaronic priesthood. That's not to just bishops and deacons or whatever. This is to all the children of the Lord. This is to the entire congregation. The Lord is calling all of us throughout the United States and the globe, consistently called for all of the children of the Lord to be holy as he is holy, as a matter of lifestyle, as a matter of practice, as a matter of separation, where we see the holiness causes us to separate from the world, to separate from the ungodly media. And that leads us to our target scripture, Leviticus, still in chapter 19. We'll target verse 29, to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 29. And as we listen to the message of the Lord and purity in the church, this is some of the obvious, can't miss it in front of us, shocking iniquity that we see on a daily basis, tolerated by the church, tolerated by the pastors, and probably most embarrassingly, even encouraged by the fathers of what many would consider conservative households in the United States, conservative Christian households, where daughters are dressed like prostitutes, and we call that fashion. This is Leviticus chapter 19, verse 29. Do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a harlot, lest the land fall into harlotry and the land become full of wickedness. Leviticus chapter 19, verse 29. And again, do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a harlot, lest the land fall into harlotry and the land become full of wickedness. And right away, we could take that one scripture of what has happened all throughout the land, coast to coast, border to border, from Miami to Minnesota, from San Diego to northern Washington, what has happened in the United States. And we see sexual sin, immoral dressing, immodest dressing, so over the top that honestly, we can't distinguish the prostitutes from those that are just dressing fashionably, and has reached such epidemic proportion that even if one's on a typical vintage news wire, think of it as Bloomberg, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, one will be inundated with three-fourths of the ads sexually based with immoral women. And what's worse is now we see in the United States that fathers, moms and dads, but explicitly here, fathers, that should on, you know, just first glance, intuitively, automatically, instinctively know, oh, I'm dressing my daughter like a prostitute. And we see mothers and fathers doing this all throughout the land in the United States of America. And what's worse, we see it in the house of the Lord, exposed breasts and chest, very, very tight-fitting, form-fitting clothes that are designed to scintillate, clothes that are designed to cause men to lust after and fall into Matthew 5, 28 and 29. Adultery with lust in their hearts. That's Leviticus chapter 19, verse 29. And sure enough, in the United States and in the church, we have prostituted our daughters. We have caused them to become harlots. The land has fallen into harlotry all throughout the United States. We have a pornographic pandemic. Pornography is one of the growth industries in the United States. And now, numb from sin, the church, numb from sin and no longer the bright light, the land has become full of wickedness. And after all, if the pastor is participating in sexually immoral behavior, what would one expect the church to be following? Show me the shepherds, and I'll show you the nation. We have a pretty good idea what the shepherds are doing, even without the news wires. This evening's segment on purity in the church will go much deeper as the mighty prophet of the Lord the one sent to restore the global church, will bring the message straight from the kingdom of God, the hot manna, the hot bread out of the oven, if you will, for the church, to bring her to a higher level of maturity. But we can see right away, even at the most fundamental level, how far the church in the United States has fallen, and really throughout the globe, but particularly here, as we seem to like to set the fashion from Rodeo Drive to Madison Avenue. And what's worse is the church has now intermingled herself with them, has not separated, not stood aside, but has mingled and not come holy and separate as the Lord has commanded. Leviticus 19:2, 1 Peter 15 and 16, and many, many other references in places where the Lord speaks and commands his children to separate and be holy as he is holy. In the studio at this evening segment, we have Pastor Jose Bobadilla. Pastor Jose, thank you so very much for joining and for investing the time and sharing what the Lord has placed on your heart for the precious end time saints throughout the United States and the listening audience. What would the Lord have you share this evening segment, Pastor Jose?
Amen, Pastor Lou. Shalom. And shalom to all the precious saints that are tuned in, listening to this mighty message, the message of the Lord, like Pastor Lou mentioned earlier, the hot bread from heaven. This is the message of the Lord that is being sent to the Lord's saints, to the Lord's church, the oil and the wine church, directly from heaven, precious saints. This is no exaggeration what we say, precious saints. This is a message from the Lord, the messages of the Lord. We are here as witnesses sharing to the saints here in the United States of America and any nation that tunes in that this is the message of the Lord, directly from the Lord at this hour, to prepare his church, precious saints. Elijah is among us, precious saints. We have a mighty prophet on the earth at this hour, sent directly from the Lord to prepare and to warn the nations. This is a message to the nations of the earth, precious saints, to prepare in complete repentance and holiness, in righteousness, precious saints, because our Lord will soon turn. And how true what Pastor Lou was sharing on the filthiness that the nation of the United States of America has become, and how we dress our daughters, how we dress our children, how we walk out almost completely nude, and the excuse is because we're swimming or because we're going to the beach or because it's hot. Precious saints, we need to hear the words of the Lord, the warnings of the Lord. It is time to prepare. It is time to heed to these warnings, precious saints. We are here as witnesses, as the Lord has allowed us to see, precious saints. We are not here trying to invest for personal gain, to build a radio program for ourselves. We are not working to start a career in area we are here to warn the saints in the United States of America and any nation that tunes in that the Messiah is coming. It is time to prepare. It is time to return to the Lord, to rebuke all sin, precious saints. If the Bible says that even lusting at a woman with our own eyes is equivalent to committing adultery, then it is what the word of the Lord says it is. Because we believe in America that we are modern, that we have reached the stature of the Lord, that the Lord has changed, that the word of the Lord has softened up a little bit. Precious saints, the word of the Lord is the word of the Lord. And the Lord is holy. No sin will stand before the Lord. The Lord will never compromise with sin, precious saints. We need to return to the fear of the Lord. We need to guard our salvation with fear and trembling. Precious saints, we have heard from the message of the Lord of the four apocalyptic horsemen being released, precious saints, and we have seen what has come to pass, the collapse of the stock market in 2008. And we know that the stock market has not recovered and will not recover, precious saints. We see the famines throughout the globe. Being here in the state of California, we are in a severe drought. A severe drought. Every day I drive to work, I see on the freeway signs, severe drought. Help save water. This has become a state, this emergency in the state of California. We lack water. And because we lack water, the farmers will not be harvesting what they've harvested in the past. This will have a domino effect, precious saints. There was a major earthquake I heard today in Mexico. I'm not sure how big it was, but I heard it was pretty significant. We heard about, I believe last week, a pretty big one in China where many people died.
Amen.
We hear the wars in Israel. We know and we've been warned about the prophecy concerning Iran and their nuclear facility. And we know how that has been building up. They have not backed off their nuclear program, precious saints. Please, it is time to heed to this warning. It is time to call out to the Lord. Call out to the Lord with all your hearts, and the Lord will answer you. The Lord will reveal to you what He has revealed to us.
Yes.
We are no better than anyone else. We have just surrendered our hearts, our lives, completely to the Lord. We see what is happening throughout the globe. we see this major illness, Ebola, that is now spreading to different nations. Precious saints, please call out to the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may not come. No one can say that we are guaranteed tomorrow. We need to repent and surrender to the Lord. And we need to purify our hearts by the mighty Holy Spirit. We need to be washed by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus that did a perfect job on the cross, precious saints, for all of mankind. Turn to the message of the blood and the cross. It is time to allow the Lord to restore his altars. I would like to read from the word of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Precious saints, we need to honor the Holy God of Israel with our bodies, with the way we speak to one another, with love and compassion, precious saints, with the warning of this hour as we are hearing the word of the Lord, the message from the Lord through the Lord's mighty prophet, Dr. David Awar. He is the Elijah that was promised. He is the one that was likened unto Moses that was prophesied. And I would like to read those scriptures also. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 to 23. Acts 3, 19 through 23. Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. Heaven must receive him until the time comes for God to restore everything, as he promised long ago through his holy prophets. For Moses said, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your own people. You must listen to everything he tells you. Anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from their people. Precious saints, this is another warning from the Lord, precious saints. And we have this mighty messenger here among us. And the word of the Lord clearly says that we must listen to everything he tells us. And anyone who does not listen to him will be completely cut off from their people. This is the Lord's people, precious saints. This is the oil and the wine church. We must listen, precious saints, and heed to the warnings of the Lord. As time is over, we continue to hear that, precious saints. Time is over. The Messiah is coming. We need to prepare our garments. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Jose. That was Pastor Jose Bobadilla of the California Altar, quoting most recently out of Acts chapter 3, the word of the Lord. Those were verses 19, I believe, up through 24. And precious saints, so that you know, Acts is indeed in the New Testament. And we know that there are many teachings today where the church has forgotten that our God has always spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. That's right there in Acts chapter 3, verse 21. God has always spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets, whether Moses, Elijah, John the Baptist, even our Lord and Savior operated in a prophetic office, as well as John the Apostle as a prophet with the direct revelation of the book of Revelation, sharing also with us the secrets of the kingdom of God and the oil and wine church that we see in Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, and all of Revelation as well, written by the apostle and prophet John. We see it again right there in Acts chapter 3. For God has indeed spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. The church has forgotten that. They've raised up false prophets. We shouldn't be surprised. In the days of Elijah, there were 500 plus false prophets at the altar of Baal. Is it any wonder the nation was on the brink of catastrophe? Because that's where we are in the United States today, where we hear the voices of the false prophets, and the church has not attenuated her ear to hear the voice of the mighty Holy Spirit, to hear the voice of the Lord through his servant, prophet. But this is the way the Lord has always spoken to his children. So don't be deceived as though things had suddenly changed overnight and now the Lord speaks through a dozen different voices. For the Lord is clear and the word is clear. We do not serve a God of confusion. That is the work of the enemy, of confusion. But our Lord and Savior, the Lord of order, he's the Prince of Peace. That's our Lord and Savior. And he has been very gracious to us in sending us his servant to speak to the church. And we're going to hear the message of the Lord this evening segment coming right up. This is spiritual purity in the church. This is spiritual purpose. Excuse me. Spiritual purity in the church. This is the conclusion, part two. And for the precious listeners that are just picking this up, the reference and foundation scripture, and open your Bibles, is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 5. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 5 as a foundation. And you will see that these are the days of consecration and separation for the children of the Lord to prepare for the coming of the Messiah, that we're to separate from the decay of this world and our actual lifestyle, not just lip service, but indeed. And we will find very shortly that the church has received our spiritual purity at Calvary, at the blood and the cross. It's the mighty Holy Spirit that enables us to walk in righteousness with the Lord, the power of the blood of the Lamb to blot out our sins. Righteousness, the currency of heaven, the standard of our Lord and Savior, the hallmark of the precious end-time saints in the oil and wine church. This is Spiritual Purity in the Church, Part 2, and we will be back after this segment.
Restoration means
kurejeshwa kwa maanisha
that was once here
ya kwamba ilikuwa hapa
but now is there
lakini liko pale
the taking from there and returning here
kutoa pale na kulirejesha pale
where it was before
kule ambako kulilikuwa awali
returning to where it was
kurejesha kule lilikuwa
that is the meaning of restoration
hiyo ndio maana ya urejesho
the meaning of revival
maana ya uvuvio
the meaning of resuscitation
maana ya kutia uhai tena
the meaning of prefabrication
maana ya kuongeza uhai ama kuamsha tena
rebuilding
ujenzi upya
everything
kila kitu
about reformation
kuhusu kurejesha
you must first know
sharti ujue
because
kwa sababu
nani nimekuletea huyu jamaa
nimekuletea huyu mtu
nataka umrejeshe
nataka umrejeshe
let you suggest a moment
utamuuliza niwe radhi kidogo
what do you mean nataka nimrejeshe
unamaanisha nini kwa kuniambia nimrejeshe huyu
nini imetendeka kwa huyu jamaa kijana mzuri tu hivi
nini kimetukia kwa huyu mkijana mzuri sana
na sasa utajuaje kumrejesha wapi
na wewe sasa utaelewa ni wapi unamrejesha kwenda
unless you know where he was before
usipojua kule alikokuwa hapo awali
and to restore him back to there
na uanze kumrejesha kwenda pale
that's why I said this was a key component
ndio maana nilisema kwamba hiki ndio kiungu cha muhimu nyeti
of restoration
cha kurejeshwa
but the Lord was talking about
ambacho Bwana alikuwa kinenea
I want to move to the next most important
nataka kwenda kwa ingine ambayo ni ya muhimu sana
What are the features that have characterized this fall?
Ni nini maelezo ambayo itaelezea mwanguko huu?
I want to go deep into kilindini deeper.
Nataka kuingia kwenye vilindi kilindini sana.
Then we can do the mechanic.
Ili kwamba tuanze kufanya ukarabati.
To know what elements to change, what to change, what to change and then all together restore.
Ili kwamba tuweze kujua ni nini cha kubadilishwa alafu hatimaye kirejeshwe.
In this kind of conversation.
Katika maongezi ama mazungumzo kama haya.
Of defining the specific elements for restoration.
Ya kuelezea maudhui hasa ya kurejeshwa.
It is another way of saying.
Ni njia nyingine ya kusema.
That restoration is a process.
Ya kwamba kurejeshwa ni hali.
It is one thing change it. Another change it. Another one change it.
Ni kitu kimoja tabadilishwa, kingine kibadilishwe, kingine kibadilishwe.
Haba uhaba kujaza kibaba.
Haba na haba hujaza kibaba.
That's what he's talking about.
Hayo ndio anayenenea.
So can we read the things, the properties that have defined this fall?
Basi na tusome mambo ambayo yanaelezea mwanguko huu.
Yameitambua.
Yanaitambua mwanguko huu.
I am going back now.
Ninarudi pale sasa.
This is what he says here.
Haya ndio anayoyasema.
About this fall.
Kuhusu mwanguko huu.
Look at this now.
Tizama haya sasa.
He says.
Asema.
First of all.
Mwanzo kabisa.
This fall is synonymous.
Mwanguko huu wajulikana.
It is very synonymous with Isaiah 56.
Unajulikana sana na Isaiah 56.
If you look at this fall,
iwapo utaangalia mwanguko huu,
you see the mirror imaging.
Utaona kufanana kabisa kwa kioo.
Isaiah 56 verse 9 to 12.
Isaiah 56 9 hadi 12.
Again, Isaiah 56.
Isaiah 56.
Verse 9 to 12.
Mlango wa mstari wa 9 hadi 12.
In this fall,
na mwanguko huu,
they look alike.
Wanafanana.
Then you say, wow.
Alafu unasema,
that means we have come full circle.
Inamaanisha kwamba tumezingira, zimezunguka kabisa kikamilifu.
It is like somebody going to their father.
Ni kana kwamba mtu anamwendea babake.
Daddy,
baba.
The world is repeating in my life.
Ya kwamba dunia inajirudia kwenye maisha yangu.
They are seeing the world is repeating.
Wanaliona, wanaona dunia ikijirudia.
Meaning, didn't I see this somewhere?
Inamaanisha kwamba je, si niliona haya wakati fulani.
Now why am I seeing it again here?
Ni kwa nini tena nayaona hapa?
Then you can connect the dots.
Basi waweza kushikamanisha haya mawili.
Isaiah 56, 9 to 12 says.
Isaiah 56, 9 hadi 12 asema.
What are the characteristics of this fall?
Je, matendo ya mwanguko huu ni yapi?
You must read it to the church.
Sharti usome kanisa.
After defining where the church ought to be.
Baada ya kueleza mahali kanisa lilistahili kuwa.
And now coming back to where she has fallen.
Na sasa kurudi mahali sasa limeanguka.
Defining the small elements of the fall.
Kueleza mambo madogo haya ambayo yalisababisha mwanguko wake.
Then you tell them, precious people, let us first look at what are the defining moments of this fall.
Alafu baadaye utawaambia watu wa dhamane, wacheni tuangalie ni nini kinachoelezea mwanguko huu.
Mambo ambayo tukiona tunatenda, tutajua sisi wenyewe bila kuambiwa ya kwamba tumeanguka.
Mambo hasa ambayo tukiona tukitenda, tutajua vizuri sana bila kuelezwa ya kwamba tumeanguka.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he says this verse 9.
Na anasema kwenye mstari wa 9.
Isaiah 56, 9 to 12.
Isaiah 56, 9 hadi 12.
All you beasts of the field,
enyi wanyama wote wa kondeni,
come to devour.
Njooni kwa kuharibu.
All you beasts,
nyinyi wanyama,
hostile nations,
mataifa makali,
in the forest,
katika mwitu.
Israel's watchmen,
majeshi ama wachungaji wa Israeli,
are blind.
Wao ni vipofu.
They are all without knowledge.
Hawana hekima.
They are all dumb dogs.
Wao wote ni mbwa bubu.
They cannot bark.
Hawawezi bweka.
Dreaming.
Wanaota.
Lying down.
Wanalala chini.
They love to slumber.
Wanapenda kusingizia.
Yes. Yes.
Ndio.
The dogs are greedy.
Waumbwa ni walafi.
They never have enough.
Hawatosheki.
And such are the shepherds.
Hao ndio wachungaji.
Who cannot understand.
Ambao hawezi elewa.
They have all turned to their own way.
Wote wamerejea njia zao.
Each one on his own gain.
Kila mmoja kwa faida zake mwenyewe.
To his own gain.
Kwa faida yake mwenyewe.
From every quarter.
Toka kwenye robo moja.
One and all.
Moja na hata wote.
Come.
Njoo.
Say they.
Wanasema.
We will fetch wine.
Tutachukua divai.
Tutachota divai.
Tutaichota divai.
And we will fill ourselves.
Na tutajijaza.
With strong drink.
Na vileo vya hali ya juu.
And tomorrow.
Na hapo kesho.
Shall be as this day.
Itakuwa kama siku hii ya leo.
The day greater beyond measure.
Na wanakuwa vikuu sana kuliko kiwango.
Did you understand one of the countenances?
Je, umeelewa moja wao ya uso?
One of the properties.
Moja wao ya viumbo.
One of the characteristics.
Moja wao ya matendo, tabia.
The features.
Matabia.
The properties.
Vitu.
That define this apostasy.
Ambayo inaelezea mwanguko huu wa imani.
That define this spiritual impurity in the church.
Ambayo inaelezea uovu huu ambao uko kwa kiroho kanisani.
And if you listen to the clamor of God.
Na iwapo utasikia ile kusema kwa Bwana.
He was talking to the shepherds of Israel.
Alikuwa akinenea wachungaji wa Israeli.
And he was telling them.
Na alikuwa akiwaambia.
That they have fallen short.
Ya kwamba wameanguka.
On the measure of God.
Katika kipimo cha Mungu.
They are not executing the original plan.
Hawaleti ule mpango wa kwanza.
They have adduced for themselves.
Tayari wamezichukulia kwa vyeti binafsi.
They have looked at the original plan.
Wameangalia ule mpango.
And they have crafted another plan which suits them. And they say, we shall execute our own plan. Because Jehovah's plan has no goodness to us. If you look at this conversation, he was talking about one thing.
Alikuwa akinenea jambo moja.
That the walls are broken.
Ya kwamba kuta zimevunjika.
That now the devourer has entered.
Na sasa yule wa kuharibu muharibu ameingia.
And the devourer is the devil.
Na mraruaji ndio ibilisi.
He is sin.
Yeye ndio dhambi.
And you can see that when they were supposed to be in the sentry towers.
Na unaona kwamba wakati walikuwa wanastahili kuwa katika kiwango kimoja.
If you are in the police training college.
Iwapo wewe unajifunza kuwa polisi.
Kwa shule la polisi. Police training college.
Shule taasisi ya polisi.
In the police I've not seen it, but I'm just saying off head now.
Sijai
the police training college.
Ile taasisi ya polisi.
It must have a fence and a wall.
Sharti iwe na ua na ukuta.
And there is something called sentry towers.
Na kuna kitu ambacho kinaitwa mnara wa katikati.
Where it is raised.
Ambayo imeinuliwa.
And even in the military barracks, by the way.
Na hata kwenye kambi za majeshi.
And in the prison barracks, prison also.
Hata kambi za magereza.
Listen to this.
Sikiza haya.
There is supposed to be a fence, a perimeter wall and fence.
Sasa inastahili kuwa na ukuta ua.
It is called a razor wire.
Inaitwa kwamba razor wire.
And in between them.
Na katikati yake.
If you look at this from above.
Iwapo utaitizama tokea juu.
You will see sentry towers punctuating the wall.
Utaona minara ya kati ambayo imeguzia nyuta.
These are places on the wall.
Hizi ndio sehemu zilizoko kwenye ukuta.
When now you look at the sentry towers, they are here. One tower, another tower, another tower.
Ukiona minara hii ambayo imewekwa hapa, kuna mnara moja hapa, mwingine pale, mwingine pale.
And the workers there,
na watendakazi pale,
at least in the army,
hata kwenye jeshi.
Because first of all, look at this.
Mwanzo kabisa tizama haya.
If you look at the sentry towers,
ukiona minara hii ya kati,
those towers you find someone with an automatic machine gun, and he is well covered with a bulletproof jacket.
Na amejifunika sana na ile koti ambayo bunduki ama risasi hawezi ingia.
And then he has a helmet that is bulletproof.
Ana kofia ambayo tena bunduki ama risasi hawezi ingia.
And he has goggles, sunglasses that even if you fire him with rays, he will still see inside there.
Pia ana miwani fulani ambayo hata ukimumulika na mwanga mkuu sana hata bado ataweza kuangalia.
And so you find him there.
Basi utampata pale.
And he's always restless.
Na kila mara hana utulivu.
He is not supposed to sleep.
Hastahili kulala kamwe.
And he's holding the trigger like this.
Na ameshika kile chombo cha bunduki hivyo.
And he's like this, look.
Na tizama yuko hivyo.
He's always, I think these days they have cameras also, TV, right?
Siku hizi hata kunazo runinga hapa na pale.
So it's even sophisticated now.
Hata sasa hivi ni ya hali ya juu sana.
So he's watching the screen.
Basi anatizama zile runinga.
But me, I like the ordinary without watching the screen.
Lakini mimi napenda ile ya asili bila kuangalia zile runinga.
Allow me use the ordinary one.
Niruhusu kuangalia kutumia ile ya msingi.
The biblical one.
Ile ya kibiblia.
And he's holding the gun.
Na ameshikilia bunduki.
And he's always looking at the fence.
Na kila mara anatizama ua.
And he's turning and looking this side.
Anageuka na kuangalia upande huu.
And he's always walking with the gun.
Na kila mara anatembea na kutembea na ule bunduki.
That's why in the army they are only allowed to work for 6 hours maximum.
Ndio maana kwenye jeshi wanaruhusiwa kufanya kazi kwa muda wa saa 6 peke yake.
To make sure they are maximum alert.
Kuhakikisha kwamba wana umakinifu tosha.
Because there is research.
Maana kuna ule kutafuta ufumbuzi.
That says.
Inaosema.
That any more hours hours from 6 hours.
Ya kwamba zaidi ya masaa sita.
Then the human performance goes down.
Basi utendaji kazi wa binadamu unarudi chini.
And so they are standing in the sentry towers.
Basi wanasimama kwenye minara hizo za sentry.
And many times because they are restless.
Na kila mara maana hawajatulia.
They do this.
Wanafanya haya.
The radio is here.
Ile radio iko mahali hapa.
Look, the radio is here.
Radio iko kwenye bega.
And many times when he's saying, why is it so peaceful?
Na kila mara naulizana mbona kuna amani?
Why is there nobody trying to cross the fence to enter?
Kwa nini hakuna mtu ambaye anajaribu kuvuka ua na kuingia?
Just to be sure that everything is right.
Kuhakikisha ya kwamba kila kitu ki sawa.
He is caused to switch on the radio and say, "Hello, hello, this is Bravo speaking."
Anasababishwa kufungua radio.
Maybe they don't speak like that.
Huenda
I'm just saying.
Ninasema kwa mfano tu, huenda waseme.
"Hello, this is Alpha 1, please."
Hello, huyu ni Alpha 1.
Clear and safe, please.
Ni safi na tena uko salama.
Can you give me your consent?
Waweza nipa?
I don't know. Me, I'm just saying things, really.
Mimi nasema tu, sijui.
Maybe it doesn't make sense.
Huenda hiyo nimeongezea.
And he says,
asema,
Alpha 1, please.
Alpha 1, tafadhali.
And then you hear the radio. Hello, Alpha 2 speaking.
Na unasikia kwenye radio, nasema Alpha 2 naongea.
Clear on this end, continue.
Ni safi upande huu, endelea.
And saying, clear now, just 2 hours to time. I don't know what they say.
Na anasema ni kweli upande wangu imebaki saa mbili kabla wakati.
And that is meant to awaken them.
Na hiyo inasababisha kuwawe makini.
And to make sure they are alert.
Na kuhakikisha kwamba wako macho.
Because they are the watchmen.
Maana hao ndio walinzi.
And if you think that they are only looking at the wire.
Na iwapo unafikiria tu wanatizama zile nyaya.
Then you are mistaken.
Basi umekosea.
They are raised.
Wameinuliwa.
So they can see far.
Ili kwamba waweze kuona mbali.
If anything is coming.
Iwapo kuna chochote kinakuja.
Alpha 1 coming looks like Land Rover intercept, please.
Alpha 1 inakaa na kwamba gari ya Land Rover inakuja.
Report needed, please.
Report inahitajika tafadhali.
Alpha 1 is Land Rover.
Anasema Alpha 1 Land Rover.
Oh, kumbe ni officer fulani amerudi sasa.
Kumbe ni officer fulani amerejea.
Then they, you know there is control.
Alafu kuna ile kusitiri.
And if you see the master watchman.
Na ukiona yule mulinzi mkuu.
He is always driving with Land Rover.
Kila mara analiendesha ile gari la Land Rover.
And listen to this.
Nasikiza haya.
There is a saying.
Kuna ule msemo.
That his head is always in the war.
Ya kwamba kichwa chake kila mara kiko vitani.
When it comes to you whether there is nothing happening.
Ajapo kwa hata kama kuna hakuna chochote kinatukia.
But he always behaves as if there is a war which has broken out here.
Lakini anajiendeleza kana kwamba kuna vita vimetukia.
It is where your magazines? Why are you? Why your gun? Put your gun up like this.
Anakuuliza,
excuse me, why are you not alert?
I wapi bunduki yako? Mbona hujamakini kamka?
Hey, boss, there's no war. Why are you treating me like that?
Mkubwa hakuna vita, mbona unaleta?
I guess you cannot even answer him like that.
Natumai hata uwezi mjibu hivyo.
So you see, his head is always in the war.
Basi waona akili yake kila mara iko vitani.
Wherever he's driving with the Land Rover.
Kote aendeshako na lile Land Rover.
Checking the sentry towers.
Akitizama ile minara ya sentry.
He is always imagining an attack.
Kila mara anafikia, anakisia shambulizi.
So when he comes to you.
Basi ajapo kwako.
The first thing he asks.
Ya kwanza kukuuliza.
He said, well, has anybody passed here?
Anasema, je, kuna yeyote amepita hapa?
Why do I feel like there is a breach?
Mbona nahisi kana kwamba kuna kuvuka mpaka?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm just giving you an example of a watchtower.
Ninawapeeni tu mfano wa yule ambaye ni mlinzi.
In the human sense.
Katika akili za binadamu.
How much more in the Lord's sense, the spiritual sense, heavenly sense.
Na je, itakuwaje katika uwepo wa Mungu, katika hali ya kiroho?
When the watchmen,
wakati walinzi,
were supposed to be in the towers watching,
wanastahili kuwa kwenye minara wakitizama.
You understand what the Lord was talking about here?
Je, unaelewa yale Bwana alikuwa kinenea hapa?
The watchmen have fallen asleep.
Walinzi wamelala.
And if you look at the church today,
na iwapo utalitizama katika sasa,
the Lord is talking about the fivefold ministries asleep.
Bwana ananenea huduma tano wakiwa wamelala.
He is talking about the pastoral.
Ananenea uchungaji.
The prophet's ministry.
Unabuchungu huduma
unati. Apostles, evangelists.
Wainjilisti, waubiri.
They have fallen asleep.
Wote wamelala.
And so he's saying.
Na sasa asema.
Because they fell asleep, the enemy attacked.
hapa. Kwa kuwa walilala usingizi, basi yule mwovu akashambulia.
This is one of the features that define the fall, the apostasy of today.
Hii ndio baadhi ya tabia ambayo inaelezea mwanguko wa imani sasa hivi.
Not alert anymore.
Sio hawajakuwa makini tena.
Why are they not alert?
Ni kwa nini hawajamakinika?
Eating.
Wanakula.
And he says dreaming.
Anasema wanaota.
So you are calling as a pastor.
Basi mwito wako kama mchungaji.
You are calling in Christian ministry.
Mwito wako kwa huduma wa Kikristo.
Makes you a watchman.
Inakufanya kuwa mlinzi.
Because you watch over the sheep.
Maana unawalinda kondoo.
And when you are watchman.
Na wewe ukiwa mlinzi.
You don't want anything wrong to happen during your watch.
Hautaki kitu chochote kiende kando wakati wa zamu yako.
During your watch.
Wakati wa zamu yako.
You want everything to be safe.
Unataka kila kitu kiwe salama.
But the Lord is saying.
Lakini Bwana asema.
That like it was with Israel.
Ya kwamba jinsi ilivyokuwa na Israeli.
So it is in the church today.
Ndivyo ilivyo na kanisa sasa hivi.
That now the watchmen are not even seeing the devourer coming.
Ya kwamba hata sasa walinzi hawaoni yule wa kurarua akiingia.
They are now working for self gain.
Sasa wanatafuta faida zao wenyewe.
And you see that is the essence of the gospel of prosperity.
Na ndio unaona hiyo ndio msingi wa injili ya ufanisi.
Self gain.
Ile faida ya kibinafsi.
That's why you see I've gone all over the world.
Ndio maana umeona nimeenda kote kote ulimwenguni.
And I'm still going.
Na ningali ninaenda.
To rebuke the love of money in the church.
Kukemea kupenda pesa kanisani.
And the love of the gospel of prosperity.
Na kupenda injili ya ufanisi.
That the church may know.
Ili kwamba kanisa lijue.
That the marks are here, the signs are here.
Ya kwamba alama zi hapa.
The sign of the fall.
Alama ya mwanguko.
So we may begin and you be awakened.
Ili kwamba tuweze kuamshwa tuanze upya.
Now another mark.
Alama nyingine.
Is in the book of Ezekiel 34.
Iko kwenye kitabu cha Ezekiel 34.
Verses 1 to 22.
Mstari wa kwanza hadi 22.
That there are certain features that denote, they define this fall.
Basi kuna tabia fulani ambayo inaelezea mwanguko huu.
How shall we know that we have fallen?
Tuwezaje kujua ya kwamba tumeanguka?
Unless we know the standard, the benchmark of God.
Tusipojua kiwango cha Mungu.
So we may know how much we have fallen.
Ili kwamba tujue ni umbali gani tumeanguka.
And he begins by mentioning shepherds. He mentions the fivefold ministry is number one.
Na akaanza kunena juu ya uchungaji kwenye huduma tano kuu, hiyo ndio nambari ya kwanza.
Ezekiel 34 verse 1 to 22.
Ezekiel 34 mstari wa kwanza hadi 22.
And the word of the Lord came to me.
Na neno la Bwana likanijia.
Saying son of man.
Likasema mwanadamu.
Prophesy against the shepherds of Israel.
Tabiri dhidi ya wachungaji wa Israeli.
Prophesy and say to them.
Tabiri na uambie.
Even to the spiritual shepherds.
Hata kwenye wachungaji wa kiroho.
Thus says the Lord God.
Asema Bwana Mungu.
Woe to the spiritual shepherds of Israel.
Ole kwa wale wachungaji wa kiroho.
Wa Israeli. Who feed themselves.
Ambao wanajilisha.
Should not the shepherd feed the sheep?
Je, wachungaji si wanastahili kulisha kondoo?
So right away he says one of the key features is this.
Basi moja kwa moja anasema kwamba tabia moja ya kwanza ni hii.
Is that there is malnutrition in the house.
Ya kwamba kuna ukosefu wa chakula, madile chakula ndani ya nyumba.
He says one of the key features, the key identity properties, characteristics, the characters that define the fall now.
Ya kwamba moja wapo ya tabia, kitambulisho, tabia ambayo inaelezea mwanguko sasa.
Is that the sheep are malnourished.
Ni kwamba kondoo wamekosa lishe.
The sheep.
Kondoo.
The sheep have no food. They are hungry.
Kondoo wana njaa, hawana lishe.
And he says the reason for that.
Na anasema sababu ya hiyo.
He says woe unto you shepherds.
Anasema ole enyi wachungaji.
That feed themselves.
Wanaojilisha.
And he says.
Na asema.
Aren't the shepherds supposed to feed the sheep?
Je, wachungaji si wanastahili kulisha kondoo?
Again he's talking about the ministry.
Pia ananenea kuhusu huduma.
that there is a falling ministry.
Ya kwamba kuna mwanguko kwenye huduma.
And he's saying the consequence is the sheep.
Na anasema kwamba wale ambao wanatabika ni kondoo.
And he goes on to say.
Na anaendelea kusema
about the shepherd.
Kuhusu wachungaji.
He said, woe unto you.
Anasema ole wenu.
In verse 3.
Mstari wa 3.
You eat the fat.
Munakula vinono.
Munakula mafuta.
Munakula mafuta.
You eat the fat.
Munakula mafuta.
And you clothe yourselves with the wool.
Na munajivika kwa zile manyoya.
You kill the fatlings.
Munaua wale wanono.
But you do not feed the sheep.
Lakini hamulishi kondoo.
He's saying.
Asema.
That the shepherds have perfected.
Ya kwamba wachungaji wamejiweka kamili.
The art of exploiting to the max the resources of the sheep.
Ile hali ya kutumia kikamilifu ile rasilimali za kondoo.
Rasilimali.
Rasilimali ya kondoo.
He said, I will eat the fat.
Anasema kwamba atakula mafuta.
And eat the meat.
Na nile nyama.
And wear the wool.
Na nivae ile manyoya.
And I will walk with it.
Na nitatembea kwayo.
Ah! All that.
Hayo yote
equals to cruelty.
Inasawazishwa na ukali.
Have you understood that?
Je, umeelewa hayo?
Umekuja kutoka kanisa gani?
Umekuja toka kanisa gani?
Which church have you come from?
Umetoka kanisa gani?
You know me, I'm a widow. I'm just a widow.
Wajua mimi ni mjane tu, mimi mjane.
Oh, you are a widow.
Wewe ni mjane.
Have we put you in our book of tithes and offerings?
Je, umeingizwa kwenye vitabu vya zaka na sadaka?
Because you know in this church.
Maana wajua katika kanisa hili.
We don't fool around with that.
Atufanyi mzaha na hayo.
Because it's written in scripture.
Maana imeandikwa kwenye andiko.
And then they say.
Kisha wasema.
I need to do counseling with you if you're a widow.
Na sahili ni kufanyia ushauri iwapo wewe ni mjane.
So the first counseling, how much wealth did your husband leave?
Basi ushauri wa kwanza ni kwamba je, mali kiasi gani mume wako alikuachia?
Hey, what did he leave? Land?
Je, alikuachia ardhi?
What did he leave with you?
Alikuachia nini?
How much money?
Pesa ngapi alikuachia?
You see, I just have 500,000 which I sold the other land. I have another property there. Have whatever they say.
Ujue niko tu na shilingi 1500 niliuza shamba pale na ingine pale. Chochote watakachokuambia.
The Lord wants you to bring it first.
Bwana anataka ulete kwanza.
They are cruel.
Wao ni wakali.
They don't have mercy.
Hawana rehema.
But I just mentioned the properties of Jesus.
Lakini nimesema tabia ya Yesu.
I just mentioned the character of God.
Nimenena tu tabia ya Mungu.
Merciful.
Nimesema ni wa rehema.
Kind.
Yeye ni mkarimu.
Goodness.
Yeye ni wa wema.
Righteous.
Yeye ni wenye haki.
Holy.
Mtakatifu.
Right.
Yeye ni wa haki.
Yes.
Dio.
You must know where the fall has come from. You know the corrupting aspect of money.
Majua ile sehemu ya ufisadi ya pesa.
That's why I have rebuked it. I'll rebuke it even unto the death.
Ndio maana ninakemea, nimekemea na nitakemea hadi kifo.
Jesus rebuked it.
Yesu alikemea.
The features that mark today's fall.
Tabia inayoweka alama ya mwanguko wa sasa.
I am reading now.
Ninasoma sasa.
And he says further on.
Anasema kuendelea.
The diseased and weak you have not strengthened.
Waliokufa na wadhaifu haujawatia nguvu.
The sick you have not healed.
Wagonjwa haujawaponya.
The hurt and crippled you have not bandaged.
Walioumizwa na vilema haujawatia kitambaa.
Those gone astray you have not brought back.
Waliopotoka haujawarejesha.
The lost you have not sought to find.
Waliopotea haujatoka kwenda kuwatafuta.
But with force and hardship and hard-heartedness.
Lakini kwa nguvu na ugumu
and harshness
na ukali
you have ruled them.
Umewakalia. Umewatawala.
I am speaking here.
Ninanena hapa.
Oh yes. He is saying
asema
that there is a character of heart
ya kwamba kuna ile tabia ya moyo
that goes with the shepherd of Christ
ambayo inaambatana na mchungaji wa Kristo.
How to bandage the weak.
Jinsi ya kuwaweka kitambaa wale wadhaifu.
You should see the prayer requests that come here.
Unastahili kuona ile maombi ambayo inakuja kwenye rununu hii.
I think there are over 250 or plus. sometimes more per day, and some critical cases which we can handle right now, I forward it to you. I always forward to you people.
Nafikiri ni
I say call them, call this person.
Na fikiri ni zaidi ya 250 ambayo
kwa
siku moja na nyingine nyeti ambayo nimewapelekea maaskofu na tumaini tutazungumza
at times when I look at the prayer
wakati mwingine nikitizama hilo ombi
I fall on my knees
ninaanguka magotini
because it hurts me
maana inaniumiza
I say wow
nasema oro
the sheep of Christ are hurting
kondoo wa Bwana wa Kristo wanaumia
and it is every thing
na ni kila kitu
from disease to pain to divorce to poverty to no food to everything the whole story
kutoka kwa ugonjwa
thrown out
kutupwa nje ugonjwa na kuumizwa yote
orphans thrown out
mayatima wanatupwa nje
and they say man of God you are our only father
na wanasema nabii wa Bwana wewe ndiye baba wetu wa pekee
so there is a situation in the church
basi kunayo hali katika kanisa
that demands
ambayo inaitisha
this is the justification
hii ndio kuidhinisha
this is what commands the church
hii ndio inaamrisha kanisa
to restore now
kurejeshwa sasa
so there is too much pain
maana kuna uchungu mwingi
if you want to know why should we talk about purity in the church
iwapo ulitaka kujua ni kwa nini tunene kuhusu usafi kanisani
this is a major reason
hii ndio sababu kuu
there is so much pain
kuna uchungu mwingi
that only a pure church
ambao ni kanisa safi pekee
only purity
ni usafi pekee yake
can bring healing to this church
unaweza leta uponyaji kwenye kanisa hili
but then when I look at what he says
sasa hivi wacha tuone yale ambayo anasema
he goes on to say
anaendelea kusema
and you and all were scattered
na wote wametawanyika
because there was no shepherd
kwa sababu hapakuwa na mchungaji
and when they were scattered they became food for the wild beasts of the forest of the field
na walipotawanywa wakawa ndio chakula cha wanyama wa mwitu
my beasts wandered through the mountains
na wale wanyama mwitu wakatawanya kwenye milima
I don't want to read all
sitaki kusoma yote
but all I'm saying is this
lakini yote nisemao ni haya
is now saying
sasa asema
that another feature of the fall
ya kwamba tabia moja ya mwanguko
is the scattering of the sheep
ni kutawanya kwa wale kondoo
and he says they run up the mountain
na anasema wanakimbilia vilimani
when you read further on he says they run up the mountain
ukiendelea kusoma anasema kwamba wanakimbilia kwenye vilima
and every perceivable hill
na kwenye kilima chochote kinachoonekana
when they see anything raised like this they run there that they might get grass
wakiona chochote ambacho kimeinuka wanakimbia ili waweze kupata malisho
what is the meaning of that
maana ya hiyo ni ipi
because the shepherds did not feed the sheep
kwa sababu wachungaji hawakulisha kondoo
the sheep are now hungry
kondoo sasa wana njaa
and look at what the sheep are doing
tazama wale kile ambacho kondoo wanafanya
when they see any small hill
wakiona kilima chochote
they run there thinking hoping to get some grass to feed
wanakimbilia wakiwa natumai kwamba watapata chochote
another one this side
kingine kule
when meaning
inamaanisha
when they see a new church has opened up
wakiona kanisa mpya imeinuliwa
they run there hoping to get some true word
wanakimbia pale wakitumai kupata neno nzuri
when they see a new evangelist from America bring crusade in town they run there
wakimuona mwinjilisti mmoja toka America wakihubiri anakimbia pale
in the town
kwenye mji
that there is a crusade
ya kwamba kunao mkutano wa hadhara
you find they are full there hoping to eat something
unawapata wamejaza pale wakiwa wanatumai kuita kukula kitu
that is one of the characteristics that has defined the fall of this hour in the church
hiyo ndio moja wapo ya tabia ambayo imeelezea mwanguko wa kanisa
listen to what he says the characteristic of the fall
sikiza yale ambayo anasema tabia ya mwanguko
and Jesus went about all the cities and villages
na Yesu alitoka akaenda kwenye vijiji na vijiji
teaching in their synagogues
akifundisha kwenye masinagogi yao
and proclaiming the good news
na akinena ujumbe mwema
the gospel
injili
of the kingdom
ya ufalme
and curing all kinds of diseases
na akiponya magonjwa yote
and every weakness
na udhaifu wote
and infirmity
na ulegevu wote
that is one of the features that has marked the fall
hiyo ndio moja wapo ya tabia ambayo inaweka alama ya mwanguko sasa leo
that if you have been called as pastors to this order
ya kwamba iwapo umeitwa kama mchungaji katika mpangilio huu
then the absence of
haya.
Going from town and villages, town to town.
Wakitoka toka mji mmoja hadi mwingine.
Village to village.
Kijiji hadi kingine.
Preaching and bringing healing to them.
Wakihubiri na kuwaletea uponyaji.
And talking to the weak and binding them up, strengthening.
Wakiwanenea wadhaifu na kuwafungia vitamana hata kuwatia nguvu.
If this is the proclamation that called you into pastoring.
Iwapo haya ndio maneno yaliyokuita katika uchungaji.
Then the absence of this now.
Basi kutokuwa na haya sasa.
Is a feature.
Hiyo ndio tabia.
Is a hallmark.
Hiyo ndio alama.
Of this fall.
Ya mwanguko huu.
Zechariah 10.
Zechariah mlango wa 10.
2 to 3.
Mstari wa 2 hadi wa 3.
Jeremiah 23.
Jeremiah 23.
1 to 13.
Moja hadi 13.
This is the equipping of the church.
Hii ndio kupatia vifaa kanisa.
The Lord is discipling you to the seasoning. Kwa munyu.
Bwana anawaelekeza katika kutiwa munyu.
Oh yes, there has to be a difference between this church and the other church.
Ndio, sharti kuwe na tofauti kati ya kanisa hili na makanisa mengine.
And this is the difference.
Na hii ndio utofauti.
This one here.
Hii hapa.
The Lord saw the condition of the church.
Bwana aliona hali ya kanisa.
After the fall.
Baada ya mwanguko.
It seemed that nobody cared.
Inaonekana kana kwamba hakuna anayejali.
No. I have found out.
Nimegundua.
Of course I have so many daughters all over the world and sons.
Nina
right?
Binti na wana wengi kote kote ulimwenguni.
But one of the things I've found out.
Lakini kijambo moja ambao nimegundua.
Is they love.
Ni kwamba wamependa.
For you to ask.
Ili kwamba uwaulize.
For somebody to be paying attention.
Mtu ambaye anakuwa anawajishughulisha kwao.
That's why psychologists and psychiatrists.
Ndio madaktari wa psychology na psychiatrists.
They are making a lot of money today.
Wanatengeneza pesa nyingi kwa sasa hivi.
Especially in the developed world.
Asa sana kwenye zile nchi ambazo zimekuwa.
Because they just sit down.
Maana wanakaa tu chini.
And then you come.
Alafu unakuja.
And you begin to talk.
Na unaanza kuongea.
And they are doing like that.
Na wanafanya hivyo.
And when you felt like that, what did you think?
Na uliposikia hivyo ulifikiriaje?
Oh, when you thought like that, what did you feel? Ama, you know, whichever way.
Ulipofikiria hivyo ulifanya nini?
Oh yes, okay. And that day when you felt like that, did you eat your breakfast?
Na siku ile uliposikia hivyo, je, ulikula kiamsha kinywa chako?
Okay, do you normally eat lunch in good time?
Je, huwa unakula mankuli yako ya dhuhuri kila siku?
What time do you get back home?
Ni wakati gani unarudi nyumbani?
So you see, this person here,
basi waona huyu mtu hapa,
is now at least caring.
Sasa anajihusisha.
Somebody cares.
Anajali.
So that's why you find them calling all the time.
Ndio maana kila mara wanapiga kila mara.
I know this because I did a bit of counseling on the other side of the ocean.
Najua haya maana nilifanya ushauri sehemu nyingine ya bahari.
But this was counseling in the medical center. These were people now of another class.
Lakini hii ilikuwa ushauri katika matibabu kiwango ama tabaka nyingine.
These were anesthesiologists and the surgeons and the doctors at the medical center.
Hao walikuwa wapasua na madaktari katika sehemu ya matibabu.
When they learned that there was somebody in the other block who is doing counseling every day 6 p.m. to the medical team.
Wanapojua kwamba kuna mtu ambaye anashauri kikundi cha matibabu katika kiwango hicho.
They, you know, it was amazing because you find them, the conference room where I used to do the counseling from.
Wajua ya shangaza maana ukumbi ule ambao nilikuwa nikifanya ushauri.
And then outside the next the stairs there were a lot of sofas there, resting area, sitting area.
Basi kule nje kulikuwa na viti vizuri ambao kulikuwa mepango vya kukaa.
Very soon they filled that place.
Hivi karibuni unapata wamejaza sehemu hizo.
And it was always amazing to me.
Na ilikuwa ya kushangaza kwangu.
Even in the very highly learned status they were in.
Hata katika hali ya elimu ya hali ya juu waliokuwamo.
They asked, am I the next patient?
Wanauliza, je, mimi ndio mgonjwa wa kufuata?
Then I said, no, she came before you, let me first see her.
Nasema pana, walikuja mbele yako, acha nimshuhudie kwanza.
They have already converted into patients.
Tayari wamejiingiza katika wagonjwa.
And I was trying to write a book called The Healing Process.
Na nilikuwa nikianza kuandika kitabu kuhusu sehemu ama hatua ya uponyaji.
Because some of them even they said, 2 a.m. they call you. Once they realize now you care, now you give them the number. 2 a.m. they call. I am here standing. I want to throw myself in front of the L. The L is electric train in Chicago. The high speed electric train.
Yes.
So it comes high speed, but because it's long, so the head person. And then by the time it stops, the head there and the coaches are here. So then it stops and then you enter the next door. The immediate door that's open.
Inakuja kwa kasi sana, so inapita kwa haraka, basi inaposimama ni unafikia kwenye ule mlango wa kuingilia.
People threw themselves before the train, inside she crashed.
Watu wanajitupa kwenye ilo gari la moshi kabla hawajapita alafu inawakanyaga.
So hii. I have found out.
Nimegundua.
But everybody on earth.
Ya kwamba kila mtu duniani.
They want somebody to care about them.
Wanataka mtu awajali.
Meaning.
Ya manisha.
To keep their tab.
Aweze ku.
No, no. Aweze kulinda ratiba zao.
Aweze kulinda ratiba zao.
So you can know when they came.
Ili uweze kujua ni lini walivyokuja.
Did you come back at 2 in the morning?
Je, ulirudi saa 8 za asubuhi?
Why did you come back at 2?
Je, mbona ulirudi saa 8?
No, that is wrong. The thugs can kill you.
Iyo ni mbaya, wakora wanaweza kukuua.
Please, next time don't do that.
Wakati mwingine usifanye hivyo.
And in fact, next time call me so we can send 2 drivers to pick you so you don't risk your life.
Na hata hivyo wakati mwingine nipigie simu ili nikutumie madereva wakuchukue, usihatarishe maisha yako.
People want somebody to care.
Watu wanataka watu wawajali.
The Lord saw the church.
Bwana aliona kanisa.
And he found out.
Na akagundua.
That nobody simply cared.
Ya kwamba hakuna anayejali.
Whether she went to church.
Iwapo alienda kanisa.
Whether she ate.
Iwapo alikula.
It is called free spirit.
Hiyo inaita roho ambayo iko huru.
You can do what you want.
Waweza tenda chochote utapendacho.
Nobody let me put it properly.
Wacha niweke vema.
People want to be rebuked.
Watu wanataka kukemewa.
Everybody wants to be rebuked.
Kila mtu anataka kukemewa.
Because rebuke.
Maana kukemea.
Every time the Lord rebuked Israel.
Kila mara Bwana alikemea Israel.
He was actually redirecting Israel.
Hata hivyo alikuwa akiwaelekea, akiwaongoza upya.
It was a big love to Israel.
Ulikuwa ni upendo mkuu kwa Israeli.
The same thing about the church.
Vivyo ndivyo ilivyo na kanisa.
For Israel.
Kwa Israeli.
The worst time in Israel.
Wakati mbaya zaidi kwa Israeli.
Is when God simply never spoke.
Ni wakati Bwana alikimia.
They call it an awful silence.
Wakasema kwamba ni kimya ambacho si kizuri.
That happened to Israel.
Kilichotukia kwa Israeli.
And when you are in that silence.
Na ukiwa kwenye kimya hicho.
Am I on the right track? I'm not on the right track.
Unashindwa je, niko kwenye njia nzuri ama niko kwa njia mbaya?
That's why.
Ndio maana.
Everybody wants somebody to care.
Kila mtu anataka mtu anayemujali.
Everybody wants somebody to rebuke them.
Kila mtu anataka mtu anayemukemea.
And to do so.
Na kufanya hivyo.
The Lord brought them a father.
Bwana akawaletea baba.
A father of eternity.
Baba wa umilele.
And the father does this.
Na baba atenda haya.
What he normally does.
Kile atendacho.
He cares when do you come back.
Anajalishwa je unarudi sangapi.
When do you leave.
Unatoka sangapi.
Did you eat.
Je ulikula.
Did you go to church.
Je ulienda kanisani.
What are you wearing.
Unavaa nini.
Who are your friends.
Nani marafiki zako.
The Lord was bringing order to the fall.
Bwana alikuwa akileta mpangilio kwa mwanguko.
From the rescue plan.
Kutoka kwenye mpango wa kuokoa.
Right now.
Ya kwamba sasa.
The other church has fallen.
Makanisa ingine ile imeanguka.
Because nobody cares.
Maana hakuna anayejalishwa.
He said it here.
Alisema hapa.
That they care about their stomach.
Ya kwamba wanajalishwa kuhusu tumbo zao.
They care about their food.
Wanajalishwa na chakula chao.
The drink.
Vinywaji vyao.
And they say tomorrow will even be great.
Na wanasema kesho itakuwa kuu zaidi.
Nobody cares.
Hakuna anayejali.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Let's move on.
Tuendelee.
Same verse 6 still.
Mstari wa 6 huo huo.
Of Isaiah.
Wa Isaiah.
And he says here.
Asema hapa.
Prince of peace.
Mfalme wa amani.
If you see the Lord bringing them a prince of peace.
Ukimuona Bwana akiwaletea mfalme wa amani.
That means.
Yamaanisha.
They had lost their peace.
Walikuwa wamepoteza amani yao.
But everybody look at me.
Lakini kila mmoja muangalie.
What does that mean inside?
Hiyo yamaanisha nini?
How do you get peace after this fall?
Wawezaje kupata amani baada mwanguko huu.
He was saying essentially
alikuwa akisema kimsingi
that at that point
ya kwamba kwenye halama hiyo
there was no reconciliation with God.
Hakukuwa na kurejeshwa na Mungu.
So he had to bring a reconciliator.
Basi ikabidi aweze kumleta mtu wa kurejesha
that can reconcile them to God.
Anayeweza kuwarejesha kwa Mungu.
And there is only one way to reconcile them to God.
Na kuna njia moja tu ya kurejeshwa kwa Mungu.
Repentance.
Toba.
That they may repent.
Ili kwamba waweze kutubu.
And prepare for that kingdom.
Na kujiandaa kwa ufalme huo.
He had to bring them.
Ilibidi awalete.
In the rescue plan.
Katika mpango wa kuokoa.
Something that speaks about what they lost.
Kitu ambacho kinanenea kile walichokipoteza.
If they are coming to repent.
Iwapo wanakuja kutubu.
That can only tell us.
Hiyo yaweza kutueleza tu.
That they had lost righteousness.
Ya kwamba wamepoteza uhaki.
And by repentance.
Na kwa toba
he was making endeavors
anawezesha kuelekea.
He was wanting to bring them back to what they lost.
Alitaka kuwarejesha kwa yale ambao walikuwa wamepoteza.
Repentance
toba
means I had it
nilikuwa nayo
but I lost it
lakini nilipoteza.
And when I lost it
nilipopoteza
now I want to stop here.
Sasa nataka komea hapa.
Repent
toba
and take it back.
Nitubu na nirudishe.
And that thing I defined here today.
Na hicho kitu ndio nimeelezea hapa leo hii.
That thing that they are going to take back I defined here today.
Hicho kitu ambacho nimewaeleza kwamba watarejesha kwacho ndio nimeelezea hapa.
It is called what?
Inaitwa nini?
Spiritual purity.
Usafi wa kiroho.
Righteousness.
Uhaki.
Morality.
Uadilifu.
Fidelity. Holiness.
Utakatifu.
I mentioned those things here.
Nalinena haya, nilisema haya yote hapa.
So you see how this message comes back.
Basi waona ujumbe huu jinsi unavyorejea.
Started there.
Ulianzia hapo.
And brought you now the consequences of losing that purity.
Na ikakuletea hatari ya kupoteza usafi huu.
And the rescue plan to restore it.
Na mpango wa kurejesha ambao utaurejesha.
And now he's saying.
Na sasa asema.
That repentance.
Ya kwamba toa.
No, he's mentioning a few things.
Ananena mambo mafulani machache.
He's saying
asema
he's coming as wonderful counselor.
Anarudi kama mshauri wa ajabu.
We used just to go like that sagging trouser.
Tulikuwa tukikuja tu na suruali zilizolegezwa.
Wanatembea huko wanavuta sigara wanakunywa pombe.
Wanakunywa tu pombe na kuvuta sigara.
And they are not caring, they're putting the hat facing backwards.
Hawajali, kofia zao zinaelekezwa nyuma.
They're not caring now.
Hawajali tena.
But he said
lakini asema
he will now bring the rule of God.
Sasa ataleta utawala wa Mungu.
And he says
na asema
when he brings it
anapoileta
he brings government, governance first.
Analeta utawala kwanza.
Meaning to put things in certain order.
Inamaanisha kwamba kuleta vitu kwenye mpangilio fulani.
And when he brings governance
na anapoleta utawala
he said inside there
na anasema mule ndani
counsel will be key.
Shauri itakuwa nyeti.
Then they will get counsel.
Na watapata ushauri.
But the one who is coming to advise them.
Lakini yule anayekuja kuwashauri.
If you follow his name.
Ukifuata jina lake.
He is called Mighty God.
Anaitwa Mungu Mkuu.
Which means he's bringing the counsel of God.
Inamaanisha analeta ushauri wa Mungu.
To the church.
Kwa kanisa.
After that.
Baada ya hayo.
He said like orphans they have been.
Anasema jinsi walivyokuwa kama yatima.
They have been like orphans.
Wamekuwa kama yatima.
But now.
Lakini sasa.
I bring them a father of eternity.
Ninawaletea baba wa umilele.
So now somebody. So some of you when I rebuke you understand why, right?
Kwa hivyo sasa ninapowakemea mnaelewa ni kwa nini.
Because I see quite a lot of times I see a pastor gone this way and then I rebuke very seriously.
Maana ninaona mengi, naona mchungaji enda huku na huku na ninamkemea vizuri.
It is love.
Ni upendo.
It bespeaks somebody cares.
Inanenea yule mtu anayejali.
The worst thing is for nobody care.
Kitu kibaya zaidi ni wakati mtu hajali.
Many times you can forget.
Mara kwa mara mwaweza sahau.
And say, sisi tuko kwenye toba.
Now,
we are in repentance.
Na mwanze kusema sisi tuko kwenye toba.
We are in holiness. We have the prophet sitting in the house.
Sisi tuko kwa utakatifu, tuna nabii ambaye amekaa kwenye nyumba.
Be careful.
Makinikeni.
That is the complacency that made the church go under.
Hiyo ndio ulegevu ambao ulifanya kanisa likaenda chini.
Did you understand me?
Je, mnanielewa?
You cannot say
hawezi sema
that me I lower my guard.
Ya kwamba mimi nitashusha ulinzi wangu.
Yes, because I am in the ministry.
Kwa sababu niko kwenye huduma.
That's why.
Ndio maana
these things I remind to you.
Mambo haya ni ya kutukumbusha.
That what we have.
Ya kwamba kile tulicho nacho.
Is a spiritual gain.
Ni ya faida ya kiroho.
And since we have it.
Na kwa kuwa tunacho.
We have to preserve it.
Lazima tuilinde.
And continue to make gains.
Na tuendelee kufanya faida.
We cannot lose it.
Hatuwezi poteza.
And so he said.
Basi alisema.
I can see that they have no peace.
Ninaona ya kwamba hawana amani.
Let me send them a prince of peace.
Wacha niwatumie mfalme wa amani.
The prince of peace.
Mfalme wa amani.
But look at this now.
Tizama haya sasa.
The prince of peace that was being sent.
Yule mfalme wa amani aliyokuwa kitumwa.
Look at what is happening here.
Tizama yale ambayo yanatendeka hapa.
He is bringing his own peace to you.
Analeta amani yake mwenyewe kwako.
Not the peace of anybody or anyone.
Sio amani ya mtu mwingine yote ama dunia nyingine.
And he says,
na asema,
my peace I give to you.
Amani yangu nawapeeni.
And my peace is not like the peace of the world.
Na amani yangu si kama amani ya ulimwengu.
The peace that the world gives.
Amani ambayo dunia ama ulimwengu inapeana.
Which is temporary.
Ambaye ni ya kuharibika.
Leo amani. Kesho kulia.
Kesho ni kilio.
No.
Apana.
He said the peace of God.
Asema amani ya Mungu.
That transcends human understanding.
Ishindayo akili ya binadamu.
And because he's the father voice of eternity.
Na kwa sababu yeye ndiye baba wa umilele.
Look.
Tizama.
The father of eternity. Look.
Baba wa umilele. Tizama.
This is his family, right?
Hii ni familia yake.
Huh? What he will do is this.
Kile atakachotenda ni hiki.
He can only teach them about eternity.
Anaweza tu kuwafundisha kuhusu umilele.
He says.
Asema.
Of the increase of his government.
Katika kuongezeka kwa serikali yake.
And of peace.
Na wa amani.
There shall be no end.
Hakuta kuwa na mwisho.
The throne of David.
Kiti cha enzi cha Daudi.
Let me repeat it. Of the increase of his government.
Katika kuongezeka kwa utawala wake.
And of peace.
Na wa amani.
There shall be no end.
Hakuta kuwa na mwisho.
Oh. Upon the throne of David.
Na juu ya kiti cha enzi cha Daudi.
And over his kingdom.
Na juu ya utawala wake.
He says to establish it and to uphold it.
Anasema kuimarisha na hata kuinua.
With justice and righteousness.
Kwa uhaki na uhaki.
From the latter time.
Kwenye nyakati za mwanzo.
Forth even forevermore.
Hapo kuendelea hadi umilele.
The zeal of the Lord.
Ile ari ya Bwana.
The Lord of hosts.
Bwana wa majeshi.
Will perform this.
Itatenda haya.
Okay, now listen to this.
Basi sikieni haya.
I have put for you people the rescue plan.
Nimewekeeni ile mpango wa kuokoa.
Together.
Kuweka pamoja.
That you may understand how the church can have purity restored.
Ili kwamba muweze kuelewa ni jinsi gani kanisa linaweza kurejeshwa kwenye usafi.
But look at what he says here.
Lakini tizama anachosema hapa.
In the rescue plan.
Katika mpango wa kuokoa.
There are elements that must be put in place.
Kuna vipengee ambao sharti uviwekwe mahali.
But if you look carefully now.
Na ukitizama kwa makinifu.
Now he's saying.
Sasa asema.
That this restoration is eternal.
Ya kwamba urejesho huu ni wa umilele.
He says.
Asema.
That the one who is coming.
Ya kwamba yule ajaye.
Actually has a reignship. A kingdom that is eternal.
Hakika ana utawala wa milele.
And when he comes an eternal mind.
Na anapokuja na mawazo ya kimilele.
Eternal agenda.
Agenda ya umilele.
He is centralizing righteousness.
Basi anaweka kati uhaki.
And the justice of God.
Na uhaki wa Mungu.
Ah. Justice and righteousness.
Haki ya Mungu.
Precious people.
Watu wa dhamani.
You begin to understand.
Unaanza kuelewa.
What the Lord. What the church lost.
Kile ambacho kanisa lilipoteza.
What the Lord lost.
kile Bwana alipoteza,
when the church disobeyed, fell,
wakati kanisa lilikosa kutii, likaanguka.
So today when you look at today's church,
basi leo hii unapolitizama kanisa la leo,
you say, oh, I understand what she lost anyway.
Unasema hata hivyo ninaelewa kile alichokipoteza hata hivyo.
But I thought Jesus came to redeem her.
Lakini nilifikiria kwamba Yesu alikuja kumkomboa.
And this one has now lost it again.
Lakini huyu pia amepoteza tena.
And that's why the church today,
na ndio maana kanisa leo,
looks like she's looking, she's longing and seeking for a second deliverance.
Linakaa kana kwamba linatafuta na lina shauku ya kupata ukombozi wa pili.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This that the Lord is planting in you today,
hiki ambacho Bwana anapanda ndani mwenu leo,
can only sharpen the church.
Kinaweza tu kuweka makali kwa kanisa.
Purify the church.
Isafishe kanisa.
And bring entry.
Na ilete kuingia
into the kingdom of God.
Katika ufalme wa Mungu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 25 verse 1. Now the next scriptures I'm reading in a hurry, but that does not mean you read them in a hurry.
Lakini maandiko haya nitasoma kwa
haraka. Hallelujah.
Haimaanisha mtasoma kwa haraka.
Because of time I'm looking at my time.
Kwa ajili ya wakati natizama wakati wangu.
Isaiah 25.
Isaiah 25
verse 1.
Mstari wa kwanza.
This is what he says.
Hii ndio anayesema.
Oh Lord,
oh Bwana,
you are my God.
Wewe ni Mungu wangu.
I will exalt you.
Nitakuinua.
I will praise your name.
Nitalisifu jina lako.
For you have done wonderful things.
Maana umetenda mambo ya ajabu.
Even purposes planned.
Hata makusudi iliyopangwa.
Of old.
Ya ukale.
And fulfilled.
Na ukatimiza.
In faithfulness.
Katika uaminifu.
And truth.
Na ukweli.
What does that tell you?
Hiyo ya kuambia nini?
About the rescue plan.
Kuhusu mpango wa kuokoa.
Number one.
Na jambo la kwanza,
that God cannot be caught unaware.
Ya kwamba Bwana hawezi akapatikana tu.
The Lord can never be caught unaware.
Bwana hawezi kashituliwa.
Meaning,
ya maanisha,
when he created the church,
alipoliumba kanisa,
he already knew,
tayari alijua,
that one good day, one bad day,
ya kwamba siku moja mbaya,
she's going to fall.
Ataanguka.
And I have to put in place a rescue plan.
Na sharti niweke mikakati mipango ya kumrejesha.
Actually, this scripture humbled me.
Hata hivyo andiko hili linanyenyekeza.
Let me explain to you how it humbled me.
Wacha niwaelezeni jinsi inavyonilenyenyekeza.
This scripture explained to me this.
Andiko hili inanielezea haya.
That now I understand.
Ya kwamba sasa naelewa.
Why it was a super plan.
Ni kwa nini ulikuwa mpango mzuri zaidi.
The plan that the Lord gave in the creation of the church.
Mpango ambaye Bwana alitoa wakati alikuwa kiumba kanisa.
The image and likeness of God the Father.
Umbo na kufanana kwa Baba Mungu.
The image and likeness of Christ Jesus.
Umbo na kufanana kwa Kristo Yesu.
The image and likeness of the Holy Spirit.
Umbo na kufanana kwa Roho Mtakatifu.
And then he put it together in this creation called the church.
Kisha akaiweka pamoja katika kiumbe hiki akiitacho kanisa.
Now I understand very well.
Basi sasa naelewa vizuri sana.
He had to put together a robust plan.
Ilibidi aweze kuweka mpango kamili.
To rescue her, why?
Ili aweze kumkomboa, kwa nini?
Because the investment is so heavy.
Maana kule kuwekezwa ni kuzito sana.
The investment was very heavy.
Kule kuwekezwa kulikuwa kwa uzito mwingi.
And we know that our God never ever loses.
Na tunajua kwamba Mungu wetu hawezi kapoteza kamwe.
So he had to put together.
Basi ilimbidi aweze kujumuisha.
A plan to rescue.
Mpango wa kurejesha.
That he may save the investment on man.
Ili kwamba aweze kuokoa kule kuwekezwa kwa binadamu.
But we know what God is capable.
Lakini tunajua ni nini Bwana aweza kutenda.
To wipe out the earth and begin afresh.
Anaweza hata kufutilia mbali dunia na kuanza upya.
I have always wondered.
Nimekuwa nikishindwa.
Why?
Ni kwa nini?
Bargaining with the church.
Unaendelea kuzungumza na kanisa.
At times you see the way they abuse the Lord.
Wakati mwingine unaona jinsi wanamtukana Bwana.
And you say wow.
Na unasema.
At times you fear that the Lord might crush them.
Wakati mwingine hata una hofu ya kwamba Bwana anaweza hata wasaga.
But in scripture it says he tarries that they may be brought into repentance.
Lakini kwenye andiko anasema kwamba anasubira ili kwamba waweze kuletwa kwenye toba.
And moving on now.
Tukiendelea.
John chapter 3:16.
Yohana mlango wa 3:16.
One of the other rescue plan.
Mpango mmoja wa kuokoa.
Second Samuel.
Samueli wa pili.
Chapter 7.
Mlango wa 7.
Verses 11 to 14.
Mstari wa 11 hadi 14.
The focus is purity.
Lengo ni usafi.
The beginning.
Mwanzo.
The standard.
Kiwango.
Super plan.
Mpango mkuu.
The fall.
Mwanguko.
How much work?
Iyo kazi kiasi gani?
The rescue plan. Very good. The rescue plan.
Mpango wa kurejesha.
And then inside the rescue plan.
Alafu mule ndani kwenye mpango wa kurejesha.
They know what they ought to do.
Wanajua ni nini wanastahili kufanya.
When he says.
Inaposema.
That nobody cares.
Ya kwamba hakuna anayejali.
Meaning now the Lord cares.
Inamaanisha sasa Bwana anajali.
Now you cannot live your life like anybody else.
Basi sasa hawezi ishi maisha kama mtu mwingine yule.
You are now accountable.
Sasa utatoa hesabu.
Now you have somebody you must account to. Say jana niliingia saa ngapi. Leo ninaenda mahali fulani. Je, niende ama nisiende?
Sasa una mtu wa kumtolea hesabu ya kwamba jana niliingia saa fulani na leo nitatoka saa fulani. Sijui niende ama nisiende.
It's not anymore free spirit.
Sio miroho iliyo huru.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And remember the key tenets I gave you.
Nakumbuka ile madili nyeti ambayo niliwapatia.
He said in the definition of purity.
Akasema katika maelezo ya usafi.
Is the definition of born again.
Ni maelezo ya kuokoka.
Of believer.
Ya muumini.
And he says.
Na asema.
Distinct.
Tofautisha.
A distinct people.
Watu walio tofautishwa.
And a separate people.
Na watu walio tengwa.
And later on he said.
Na baadaye asema.
A unique people.
Watu wa kipekee.
So you need to know that.
Basi sharti mjue haya.
And that the problem is this.
Na shida ni hii.
And that is the problem.
Na hii ndio shida.
Why the church has fallen.
Ni kwa nini kanisa limeanguka.
They have not perceived that they are special people.
Hawajajua ya kwamba ni watu maalumu.
When there is sexual sin on the other side.
Wakati kuna dhambi ya usherati upande huu.
They also buy into sexual sin.
Wao pia wanaanguka kwenye usherati.
When there is lies on the other side.
Wakati kuna uongo upande huu.
They also buy into lies.
Nao pia wanaingia kwenye uongo.
Witchcraft.
Uchawi.
They get in.
Na wanaingia mule.
But the Lord is awakening your senses now.
Lakini Bwana anawaamshani sasa.
And he say, hey.
Anasema, hey.
You are a special people.
Nyinyi ni watu maalumu.
And he said,
nasema,
that without purity there is no salvation.
Ya kwamba bila usafi hapana uokovu.
And without separateness.
Na bila kujitenga.
Separation.
Kujitenga.
Forget it.
Sahau.
There is no salvation.
Hakuna uokovu.
So you must keep that in your mind as we are moving towards the end.
Basi sharti utie hayo kwenye mawazo yako tunapofikia tamati.
A special people.
Watu maalum.
Chosen by the Lord.
Walioteuliwa na Mungu.
And if you look at the agenda.
Na ukitizama agenda.
To bring, to implement.
Ni kuleta na kuwekeza.
The policies of God.
Sera za Mungu.
In the nations.
Ndani ya mataifa.
In the earth.
Kwa ulimwenguni.
On the world.
Kwenye dunia.
To bring the implementation.
Ili kuweka ule utendaji.
Of the policies of God.
Ya sera za Mungu.
Meaning what?
Ya manisha nini?
The righteousness of the Lord.
Uhaki wa Bwana.
And he said.
Na asema.
Purity equals righteousness.
Usafi wa unasawazishwa na uhaki.
That if the church lost purity.
Ya kwamba iwapo kanisa ilipoteza usafi.
For apostasy to throw and to flourish.
Kwa mwanguko wa imani na starehe.
Then it means.
Basi ya maanisha.
That what she lost.
Kile alichokipoteza.
Was essentially righteousness.
Kimusingi ni uhaki.
But he also gave you the reason why.
Lakini pia alikupa sababu.
He said disobedience.
Akasema ni kutotii.
You have been spoon fed. Mumelishwa na kijiko.
Mumelishwa.
Na kijiko.
Na kijiko.
It started from you, right?
Ilianzia kwako.
I wanted you to preach this because I said Kericho is far and there are 3,000. What is he teaching to them?
Maana nilitaka kumhubiri haya. Maana Kericho ni mbali na ningependa aweze kufundisha haya.
a strong word.
Neno la nguvu.
So when 3,000 strong come.
Ili kwamba watu 5,000 tu wenye nguvu wakija.
10,000 strong come.
Watu 10,000 wakija.
Whichever thousands across everybody here.
Elfu zozote zile kwa watu wote walio kwa hapa.
Then they leave saying.
Basi watatoka wakisema.
Ah.
Ah,
he has met my expectation.
Basi amefikia matarajio yangu.
The worst thing for a pastor.
Kitu kibaya kwa mchungaji.
Is to hear the sheep saying.
Ni kusikia kondoo wakisema.
I am still convinced.
Oh, bado nimeshawishika.
I have to keep searching.
Lazima niendelee kusitafuta.
For another church.
Kwa kanisa lingine.
He has not met my expectation.
Hajafikia matarajio yangu.
If you understand what I'm clamoring for here.
Iwapo utaelewa yale ambao ninanena hapa.
Ninalilia hapa. I'm trying to save the image of Christ.
Najaribu kuokoa umbo wa Kristo.
In the glorious ministry you behold.
Katika huduma huu wa utukufu ambao mko nao.
This ministry is one of its kind.
Huduma huu ni moja wa kipekee.
This is the ministry that finally brings rest, settlement.
Huu ndio huduma wa pekee ambao hatimaye unaleta pumziko.
So now I know I have reached.
Unasema hatimaye nimefika.
Because when you preach righteousness,
maana unapohubiri uhaki,
it satisfies the soul of the sheep.
Inashibisha nafsi ya kondoo.
And it heals them.
Na inawaponya.
Whatever infirmity.
Chochote kile.
Mark chapter 1 verse 11.
Asema Mariko 1:11.
And Hebrews chapter 1 verses 1 to 9.
Hebrania 1:1-9.
Isaiah chapter 40 verses 9 to 11.
Isaiah mlango 40 mstari wa 9-11.
I am reading that one.
Ninasoma hiyo.
You who bring good tidings, let me read the amplified. He says,
asema,
"O you who bring good tidings to Zion,
eni nyinyi mnaoleta mema kwa Zioni,
get up to the high mountain."
Amukeni kwenye vilima vya juu.
All you who bring good tidings to Jerusalem.
Eni nyinyi mnaoleta mema Yerusalemu.
And he says.
Na asema.
Lift up your voice with strength.
Inueni sauti zenu kwa nguvu.
Lift up.
Inueni.
Lift it up.
Inueni.
But not afraid. That be not afraid.
Na musiogope.
Say to the cities of Judah.
Waambieni miji ya Yuda.
Behold your God.
Tazama Bwana wenu.
And he says, behold the Lord God.
Na asema, tazama Bwana Mungu.
Will come with might.
Atakuja kwa ukuu.
And his arm will rule for him.
Na mkono wake utawala.
Behold.
Tazama.
His reward is with him.
Ushira wake u pamoja naye.
And recompense.
Na atalipisha.
And in Spanish they say recompensa.
Na kwa Kispanyola unasema recompensa.
Everybody, but listen to this now.
Sikiza haya sasa.
There are other scriptures I gave you without reading.
Kuna maandiko fulani ambayo niwapatia bila kusoma.
And in part of them when he's coming to restore righteousness as we saw in verse 7 Isaiah 9.
Na kwa sehemu fulani utaona wakati anakuja kuinua uhaki. Jinsi tumeona kwenye kitabu cha Isaiah 9.
He's coming with an iron scepter.
Anakuja na fimbo ya chuma.
Yeah, very good. An iron scepter.
Na fimbo ya chuma.
He's coming with the rod of rulership.
Anakuja na fimbo ya umiliki.
Meaning.
Yamaanisha.
That is the rod of righteousness.
Hiyo ndio fimbo ya uhaki.
Meaning.
Yamaanisha.
He will say, if he says homosexuality is sin, it will be sin.
Akisema ushoga ni dhambi, itakuwa dhambi.
There is no negotiating around it.
Hakuna kuongelea kuihusu.
And now he talks here about the coming of the Messiah.
Na sasa ananena kuhusu kuja kwa Masihi.
He says when he comes.
Na anasema ajapo.
He comes with righteousness.
Anakuja na uhaki.
Be careful about this.
Makinika kwa ajili
yake. Because this one is double edged.
Maana huu ni upanga ukatao kuwili.
As he talks about righteousness.
Anaponena kuhusu uhaki.
You, the road you see.
Unaona ile fimbo.
Then you see the judgment of the Lord.
Basi unaona hukumu ya Mungu.
Also.
Pia.
But here he's talking about the coming of the king.
Lakini kwa hapa ananena kuhusu kuja kwa mfalme.
He says when he comes in might.
Na anasema ajapo kwa utukufu.
Then he's carrying his reward.
Basi atabeba thawabu zake.
Recompensa.
Ambaye atalipisha.
To compense the church.
Ili aweze kuwapatia kanisa.
Make sure you teach that very elaborately, precious people.
Hakikisha mmefundisha haya kwa vilindi sana watu wa dhamani.
The book of Acts chapter 10 verse 36.
Matendo ya
Romans chapter 1 verse 16.
Warumi moja kumi na sita.
Revelation 22 verses 7 to 12.
Ufunua Yohana 22, 7 hadi 12.
And then 2 Corinthians.
Wa Korinto wa pili.
Chapter 7.
Mlango wa saba.
Verse 1.
Mstari wa kwanza.
I want to finish by reading just one paragraph and then we are done.
Nataka nimalize kwa kusoma herufi moja alafu tumalize.
From this article.
Toka kwenye
And he says here,
asema hapa,
the purity of the soul,
usafi wa moyo,
is either totally ignored,
ni either imekataliwa kikamilifu,
or just not paid the attention it well so deserves in the church today.
Ama ijalenga umakinifu ambao wastahili kufanya kanisani sasa hivi.
And he goes on to say,
aendelea kusema,
the tragic consequences of this.
Matokeo mabaya kabisa kutokea kwa haya
is translated
imetafsiriwa
into the innumerable numbers of Christians
katika hesabu kuu sana ya Wakristo
who in their execution of their spiritual lifestyle
ambao katika maisha yao ya Ukristo
are today
sasa hivi
not even aware
hata hawajui
of the essence
ya hali
ya msingi
of
this noble virtue
ya maadili haya
called purity
inaoitwa usafi,
meaning they live like that.
Inamaanisha wanaishi tu hivyo.
When you look at them you wonder,
unapowatizama unashindwa,
are they even aware,
je hata wanajua,
that actually that is what will matter on that day,
ya kwamba hakika hiyo ndio itakuwa kuu siku ile,
when the Messiah comes,
wakati Masihi ajapo.
He says the purity of the soul,
inasema usafi wa moyo,
indeed includes,
hakika inajumuisha,
what a Christian feeds on,
kila Mkristo anakula.
Wow, what a Christian feeds on,
kile Mkristo anachokila.
He's now saying, now it for your own information, it also includes, now it includes what a Christian feeds on.
Sasa kwa ujumbe wako inajumuisha kile Mkristo anakula.
He said how hygienized their salvation is, meaning how much they have kept impurity from their salvation.
Na inamaanisha kwamba ni jinsi gani wameweka uchafu kutoka kwa wokovu wao,
meaning
yamaanisha
how much you have safeguarded your salvation,
ni jinsi gani umelinda na kutunza wokovu wako.
He is now defining the work you need to do.
Sasa anaelezea kazi ambayo wastahili kutenda.
And he says further on,
na anasema kuendelea,
and their practice of worship,
na hali ya ibada yao,
while it is true,
maana ni kweli,
that the integrity of the soul,
ya kwamba kiwango ama viwango vya moyo wake,
is squarely contingent upon what spiritual food she feeds on,
inaegemea na kulengegea kile ambacho chakula cha kiroho anakila.
It must however be added here,
sharti iongezwe hapa,
that the relentless regimen, the relentless regime,
ya kwamba kutokosa kukoma,
the relentless regime,
kutokukoma kwa ule utawala,
of holy worship,
wa ibada takatifu,
and lifestyle,
na hali ya maisha,
that the church lives,
ambayo kanisa linaishi,
a cornerstone,
ni msingi, jiwe la msingi,
for one important thing,
kwa jambo moja muhimu,
sustenance,
ambayo inadumisha,
how to sustain the purity you have,
jinsi ya kudumisha usafi ulonao.
That is what he's talking about here.
Hiyo ndio yale ananenea hapa.
It is easy,
ni rahisi,
to say you are born again,
kusema kwamba umeokoka,
but it's more difficult to sustain it,
ni ngumu zaidi kuisitiri,
unless you maintain the principles,
ila tu ukilenga tu ile misingi yake,
that are defined in the Bible,
ambayo imeelezewa kwenye Biblia,
obedience,
kutii,
to maintain separateness, to make sure you are safe, your salvation is safe,
kujitenga na kuhakikisha kwamba wokovu wako usalama.
And all these things, you know, precious people,
na mambo haya yote mwajua watu wa dhamani.
Hence when the church opts for righteous deeds,
basi wakati kanisa linatamani matendo ya haki,
she sanctifies herself,
anajitakasa,
and can definitely attain a reasonable level of spiritual purity.
Na atafikia kiwango fulani cha usafi wa kiroho.
Of the soul.
Wa moyo.
Such an achievement.
Na kufikilia kiwango hicho.
That had initially sounded virtually impossible.
Ambayo hapo awali ilikaka na kwamba haiwezekani.
Untenable, unachievable.
Isiyofikiliwa, isiyopatikana.
Now is accessible.
Sasa yafikiliwa.
Precious people.
Watu wa dhamani.
It has been said very well here.
Imenenwa vizuri sana hapa.
It is all about purity.
Ya kwamba inahusisha usafi tu.
Even on the cross.
Hata msalabani.
Jesus brought purity.
Kristo Yesu alileta usafi.
But without purity.
Na bila usafi.
We have no church.
Hatuna kanisa.
We have no salvation.
Hatuna wokovu.
Without purity.
Bila usafi.
At this time,
kwa wakati huu,
we will not see the kingdom.
Hatutauona ufalme.
The mighty kingdom of God.
Ufalme mkuu wa Mungu.
So listen to me here.
Basi nisikizeni.
I'm finishing.
Namalizia.
When you walk out there and see the position of the church,
unapotembea kule nje na kuona hali ya kanisa,
I want you to cry for them.
Nataka muwalilieni.
That is a better place to be.
Hiyo ndio sehemu njema ya kuwa.
But if you will look at your condition and cry for you.
Na iwapo utatizama hali yako na ujililie.
That means you are the church I'm talking about here.
Inamaanisha kwamba wewe ndio kanisa naonenea hapa.
The Lord is saying.
Bwana asema.
That go out there.
Ya kwamba enenda pale nje.
And I've not read quite a bit. And illuminate.
Mahali wanze kuwasha.
The light of Christ.
Nuru ya Kristo.
And the light of Christ.
Na nuru ya Kristo.
Is the purity of God in the church.
Ndio usafi wa Mungu kanisani.
That is the glory of the Lord that's resident in the believer.
Huo ndio utukufu wa Bwana ambao unakaa ndani ya muumini.
But today you have learned something.
Lakini leo hii umejifunza jambo.
But actually when the Lord said in the image and likeness of God.
Ya kwamba kimsingi wakati Bwana alisema katika umbo na kufanana kwa Bwana.
It was indeed much more lofty than we thought, higher.
Ilikuwa ya hali ya juu zaidi kuliko vile tulifikiria.
Even me I did not know.
Hata mimi sikujua.
That actually it encompassed the image of God the Father.
Ya kwamba hakika ilikuwa imeshikamanisha umbo la Mungu Baba.
And you know God the Father.
Na mwachiwa Mungu Baba.
God the Son.
Mungu Mwana.
God the Holy Spirit.
Mungu Roho Mtakatifu.
They have zero tolerance to sin.
Hawawezi kukubaliana na dhambi.
Now,
sasa,
I have said it again and again.
Nimesema tena na tena.
That you are the church heaven is waiting for.
Ya kwamba ninyi ndio kanisa ambalo bingu la subiri.
I know he's sending me to prepare other church out there also.
Najua ananituma kwenda kuandaa kanisa lingine kule nje.
But if you are the church is focused on now.
Lakini iwapo ninyi ndio kanisa ambalo melenga sasa.
Then you have to perfection this purity.
Basi sharti mukamilishe usafi huu.
Because I have seen the writing.
Maana nimeona maandishi.
All over the sky.
Kote kote kwenye anga.
That very soon.
Ya kwamba hivi karibuni.
Something will happen.
Kitu kitatukia.
There are serious events behind the scenes.
Kunao matukio ya kumaanisha sana nyuma ya matukio hayo.
Even how Israel is about to strike Iran.
Hata jinsi Israeli wako karibu kushambulia Iran.
And many other things that are prophesied for many many years.
Na mambo mengi mengine ambao nimetabiri kwa miaka mingi.
You are the church that has heard and seen it in the news.
Ninyi ndio kanisa ambalo mmesikia na hata kuona kwenye habari.
So now you know.
Basi sasa mwajua.
What you ought to do.
Kile mwastahili kutenda.
May the God bless you.
Bwana awabariki.
Bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're back live. This is the Prophecy at the Midnight Hour. And we've been listening to Spiritual Purity in the Church, the message of the Lord from the mighty prophet of the Lord, Dr. David O'War, and we heard clearly and succinctly in a sentence, the Lord has zero tolerance to sin, zero tolerance to sin. The mighty Holy Spirit, our Heavenly Father, and the Lord Jesus, that is in fact the reason the Messiah came and paid such a steep price, we would all be blotted out but for the blood of the Lamb. Zero tolerance towards sin. And we've seen clearly also how far the church has missed the calling of the Lord and how far we've missed the mark in sin, where we have tolerated our sin. We have tolerated sin in general. In fact, we've wallowed in it. And as we heard clearly from the word of the Lord and the mighty prophet in both Ezekiel chapter 34, as well as Amos 8:11, the word of the Lord, there is a famine. Amos 8:11, behold, the days are coming, says the sovereign Lord, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. And such is the situation we find ourselves in here in the United States of America, where the sheep are not hearing the word of the Lord. The shepherds are clamoring for money, preaching a prosperity gospel, preaching a gospel from the pit of hell, a gospel that has no to deliver from sin and bondage and depression and addiction and death. Joining us in the studio is Pastor Jose Bobadilla, and also from the California altar, and also I believe we have Pastor Raymond Raffel online from the Maryland altar. I'm your co-host as we wrap up segment two, Purity in the Church. Pastor Raymond, are you with us? Well, wait a minute. I apologize, Pastor Raymond. Before I go there, Pastor Jose from the California altar, are you with us?
Yes, Pastor Lou. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Pastor Lou, this was a very powerful message and just adds on to the days we're living in and the message of the Lord and how powerful it is to the oil and the wine church. Revelation of the Lord at this hour to His church that is being restored from throughout the nations of the earth. And as we prepare for the mighty International Pastors Conference that has been called by the Lord, we can clearly see that the nations of the earth are hearing this message and are responding to the call of repentance from the Lord. And these precious saints that are receiving this powerful message of the Lord are running to the wilderness of repentance, because they know that this is the message of the Lord as we have been allowed to receive this. And I know that when I first received this mighty message, it hit me so hard as if it was the message that I've been waiting to hear for my whole life. This is a very powerful, powerful, powerful message, precious saints. This is the message, the true message that brings true salvation as we prepare for the return of our Lord that is soon, soon to come. We know and we see on the news all the events that are occurring. And we need to prepare precious saints. We've heard the message of the preparation of the garment. And the preparation of the garment is required. The separation, precious saints, from the world is required, as we just heard. We need to be a separate people, people of the Lord, where purity leads to righteousness. And that is the righteousness of the Lord. We need to be cleansed and washed by the precious blood of Jesus that washes us white as snow, so that our wedding garments will be ready for that soon-to-come day when our Messiah will call us home, precious saints. His bride, the bride that has made herself ready, this is the hour to prepare. These are the days of the Lord's message to his church, directly from him, precious saints. This is the voice of the Lord through his mighty servant, calling out to the nations of the earth to repent and prepare the way for the Messiah, to prepare our hearts in purity, in righteousness, in holiness. As Pastor Lou shared scriptures earlier in the Lord's broadcast on holiness, holiness is a requirement because our Lord is holy, and we also must be holy if we are to stand before a holy God. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Jose. And Pastor Raymond Ruffell, if you're still with us, my apologies. I couldn't get the mic unmuted in time on the switchboard. And I don't know if you're still with us. Can you hear us, Pastor Raymond? Well, we'll work through that. I want to share on the holiness requirement of the Lord, because the Lord speaks this clearly throughout the scriptures, from Genesis to Revelation. This is an attribute and a quality of our Lord that changes not. This purity and holiness of the Lord is what we as believers in the Church of Christ, those that call upon the name of the Lord, should be exuding out into the public, and most importantly, even in private. And far too often in the church today, in its fallen nature, we have a chimera church, which in the daytime looks one way, but at nighttime she acts quite differently. And this is not what the Lord has called us to, because in holiness and in righteousness is enormous power, so that one won't be found in places of prostitution. One won't be found in places of pornography. One won't be found with the wrong crowds and darkness. One won't be found in those places when we're in agreement with the Lord, walking in righteousness and holiness. And don't we know there are so many on the outside, even those that don't know the word of the Lord and call upon the name of the Lord, they see all the signs around. They see the fall in the church. They see the political upheaval. They hear of the wars, the rumors of wars. They recognize the global famine. They're terrified of Ebola. They're mystified by the same-sex marriage and the proliferation of homosexuality, as though it's normal. And they see all this and they're looking for answers. But when they look at the church and the believers, they don't want any part of it because they know. And they know this intuitively and sometimes obviously. They don't see righteousness and they don't see holiness. And they may not be able to phrase it, but they certainly recognize it when they see it. And so when they see the watered-down church and the church that's mingled with the world, they don't want any part of that God. And the church has been called to be the light, a bright light unto the world, in our walk and in our talk and in the marketplace and in the home place and even in our private times, because don't we know it, the eyes of the Lord roam to and fro throughout the earth, seeking to show himself strong on behalf of those hearts that are humble and upright towards him. And so while we might put on a face to deceive those on the Sunday or the Wednesday evenings or whatever the afternoon and schedule might be, it opens the door when we're in sin and dims the light of the gospel and the salvation and resurrection power of our Lord and Savior, who's called us to righteousness and holiness, who's called us to walk in this wilderness of repentance to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. It's what it's all about. It's about entry into the kingdom of God. It's not about our fame, our status, our fortune, our prestige, our position. It's about entry into the kingdom of God and also reaching out to others, those that are on the outside. They're looking in and they're looking for answers. And the Lord, and those that call upon the name of the Lord, have those answers. And that answer is Christ. Back at Calvary, the blood and the cross, the resurrection power to deliver, to translate a child from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Yet as we heard clearly in the message, if we're not walking in righteousness, pure church, in the pure of heart, we're reflecting the world. And clearly the world has enough of that. And now is the time to prepare for the coming of the Messiah. Now is the time that the oil in wine church, the oil of the mighty Holy Spirit, would burn brightly in our hearts into and through the rapture, that the children of the Lord would enter into the kingdom of God. That's the message that Christ gave the church. Repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. Turn away from darkness. Turn away from sin. Turn away from all the enticements and distractions, especially here in the West and in the United States, where there's a 24/7 onslaught of music and radio or pornography and television and billboards and newspapers and movies and sidewalk and street and store, and there's really no avoiding it, lest our mind and our focus is upon our Lord and Savior. For he says, look up, our redemption draweth nigh. This is very good news. This is the message to the church at this hour. This is outstanding news to share also and to burn brightly as a very bright light for those around that are looking for answers, that are looking for a sliver of righteousness in a world that's gone completely fraudulent. Pastor Raymond Ruffel from Maryland Altar, are you with us? I'm still not able to bring Pastor Raymond in. That's quite all right. I apologize, Raymond, if you can hear us here and work it out in the studio. We've been listening to spiritual purity in the church. This is about righteousness and what's missing. And I think it's pretty obvious, Pastor Jose, what's missing in the church in the United States. We have forgotten the word of the Lord. We have forgotten that the Holy Spirit, that he is indeed holy. And we have forgotten that he's the wisdom to the church and to the children of the Lord specifically. He is our teacher. He is our counselor. He is our comforter. Why have we gone to the ways of men? Why have we gone to money in the world? Because the deception has run so rampant all over the globe, but especially here in the United States, where the love of money and sexual sin has, for all practical purposes, annihilated what's left of the Church of God in the United States of America. And so the Lord is calling the church and calling the children of the Lord. Now's the time to enter. Now's the time to repent. These sins are stacked high and evident. They're obvious. Their skirts are over our head. It's obvious to even the heathen that are on the outside. And the Lord is calling and redirecting us. Now's the time to return to the Lord. Now's the time to humble our hearts, to walk in holiness, to repent, to agree with the Lord, to walk in agreement with the mighty Holy Spirit. There's about 15 minutes left. Pastor Jose, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Pastor Lou. Yes. Yes, the church in America, Pastor Lou, as you mentioned, has completely lost the ears to hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to the earth, to his people on the earth, what the mighty Holy Spirit is saying, is shouting throughout the globe that the Messiah is coming, that it is time to prepare. It is time to fill the jars of oil that is so much required. As we have read more than once, Matthew 25, verses 1 through 13. And we hear of those that are foolish at this hour and that lack the oil, that are aware of the times we are living in, that are aware that the Messiah will soon come, but yet they lack the oil. Precious saints, we need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit. We need the precious oil that will be lacked, and that is the mighty Holy Spirit. And that's his message at this hour through the mighty prophet of the Lord, the message that is preparing the oil and the wine church, that is preparing the hearts, the oil and the wine church, for the soon return of our bridegroom, precious saints. We must surrender to the Lord, precious saints. This is the hour. This is the time. And I bless the Lord so much, and I am so humbled to be able to partake of this magnificent revival, to have been allowed to see with my very own eyes what true revival looks like, to see what the Lord that created the universe, is doing right now here on earth, what he is doing throughout nation to nation. This is very powerful, very humbling, and very sobering to know the times we are living in, precious saints. And we must continue as long as the Lord allows us to warn the saints of the earth, the saints here in the United States of America, of the days and the hours we are living in. And that it is time to prepare our garments. It is time to heed to the warnings of the Lord. The warnings of the mighty Holy Spirit, precious saints. The message that will be rejected by the flesh, precious saints, as the flesh will never receive this message, will never understand this message, and will be rejected by the world. But it's the message that prepares the spirit, that brings true salvation, precious saints. This is the message. This is the message of the Lord, precious saint, for this hour. And we hear the warnings of the Lord constantly through the mighty prophet that time is over, time is over, time is over. The Messiah is coming. The Messiah is coming. It is time to surrender to the Lord, precious saints. As Pastor Lou has shared many times, and the Lord has allowed us to share, all these powerful teachings of the Lord are for free. The YouTube videos, and they all can be found on repentandprepareTheWay.org. Again, that is repentandprepareTheWay.org. There is also a powerful radio station of the ministry of the Lord, and that is Jesus is Lord Radio, which airs out of Nakuru, Kenya, 24 hours a day. Time to prepare, precious saints. This is time to surrender our hearts completely. As we know that the church in America has completely gone apostate. They cannot even hear the message, warning signs of the Lord at this hour, which should be so loud as the nations are hearing. The nations are hearing, precious saints. Presidents of nations are hearing and repenting before the Lord. Presidents of nations, complete nations, are surrendering their hearts to the Lord. These are the signs, precious saints, that the Messiah will soon come. And as we have heard through the mighty prophet of the Lord, that when that day comes and goes, it will be irreversible. And those who did not prepare and heard the warning signs of the Lord will know and will be weeping and gnashing their teeth, precious saints. We have heard that in the prophecy of the Lord. We must heed the warnings and repent and surrender our hearts to the Lord, precious saints. Thank you, Pastor Lou.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Jose. As Pastor Jose mentioned, there are a number of resources that are available, and they are all free.
repentandprepareTheWay.org. That's www.repentandprepareTheWay. That's one word, .org. And also the 24/7/365 radio station on the internet, broadcast out of Nakuru, Kenya. That's www.JesusIsLordRadio, one word, JesusIsLordRadio.info. And we did prepare and present a link also on the radio page if you're picking this up off of the blog archives. And there should also be one in the iTunes free store as well. All of the materials, whether radio, whether MP3s, PDFs, teachings, DVDs, they're all free because it's the work of the Lord. And I do understand, and we understand, that in America that is extremely foreign, as a foreign concept. I want to remind the precious listener, it shouldn't be at all, because it was Christ himself who threw those that were marketing holy items, items of sacrifice in the house of the Lord. He overthrew their tables. He threw them out of the temple. Our Lord and Savior beat them out of the temple, scriptures tell us, with a whip. The work of the Lord is provided for by the Lord, not manipulation, not please donate your stock, not through insurance contracts, not through manipulation and witchcraft. No, it's provided for by the Lord. In fact, one does not even need any money at all to minister. You don't ever see Elijah in the Bible out pandering for offerings. Neither do you see Moses toss around a basket and say, fill it up, we need to buy a new tent. You don't see that in the Bible anywhere, because it's the work of the Lord, and the Lord provides. And this is very consistent throughout the work of the Lord. Pastor Jose's time is volunteered, as is all of the pastors that participate. No one is looking for any gain whatsoever, but the burden of the Lord, the word of the Lord, to share the good news and also warn and admonish. Truly, time is over. It's too important not to make the time investment and sacrifice to share the word of the Lord. The end time revival is too marvelous not to share anyone that would care to hear. And sometimes I'm certain even those that don't want to care to hear, they'll hear it anyway. And then our hands are clean on that day of judgment, for the Lord will have sent witnesses throughout the nations. And indeed, the Lord has sent his servant to the nations all over the globe, every continent in the world, in multiple different languages and multiple different translations. The Lord will get his message to his people. He's always done this. His ways are marvelous, and he is indeed bedecked with majesty. And how generous he has been, that whether it's Spanish, Portuguese, or whatever the language, and the Lord has provided translation, the Lord has provided ministry, the Lord has provided the forum, the Lord has provided the MP3s, the Lord has provided the message of the Lord, the Lord has provided his servant to even reach them, as well as witnesses, a cloud of witnesses that confirm, indeed, the Lord is speaking at this hour. The Lord is calling the nations now. Now is the time to repent. Now is the time to enter. Now is the time to turn away from sins. Now is the time to forget about
the 401ks, the gun collections, the money, the job promotion, the new house, new wife, new car, all of these things of the world, because we can see that they're quickly perishing. All of those things that the world has valued are perishing before our very eyes. And so the Lord has extended his grace and mercy. Heaven is open today, right now, because no man is promised tomorrow. This is the day of salvation. This is the day of the Lord at hand. And when Jesus said, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand, he didn't say, repent and think about it. He didn't say, repent and consider it. The word repent, the kingdom of God is at hand, means immediate repentance. Like, oh, I was going the wrong way. I need to turn around now. Not complicated at all. The Lord keeps it very, very simple for us and has sent his mighty Holy Spirit to teach us, to encourage us, and to guide us through the wilderness of repentance. If you've been listening, we have a few minutes left before we close. Listen to the segment and the introduction, as well as the admonishment and encouragement from the witnesses of the Lord. We'll get an opportunity to repent, to return to the Lord, to walk in agreement and be in right standing and begin that walk on the highway of holiness, to begin that walk with the mighty Holy Spirit, time to turn away from sin. And now is that time to open our hearts and minds to the Lord, to hear what the mighty Holy Spirit is saying to the church and saying to each and every one of us, time to enter and time to repent. So let's pray. Mighty Father, Sovereign Lord, in Jesus' name, all my sin, especially, Lord, the love of money and sexual sin, forgive me, Lord. Wash me with the blood of the Lamb, without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Fill me, Lord, with your mighty Holy Spirit to teach me and guide me on your highway of holiness. Please remember me, Lord, for your church this day, in Jesus' mighty name, I am born again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if you've prayed that, we always encourage consistently, please stand on the word of the Lord. Live in the word of the Lord. Depend upon the mighty Holy Spirit and call upon him, for the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord does not go out void, but accomplishes our Heavenly Father has purposed for it. Now is the time to call upon the Lord. Now is the time to call upon the mighty Holy Spirit and find a godly fellowship. Do not mingle with those that are participating in sexual sin and the love of money. Find a righteous fellowship, as challenging that may be, in the United States. And you can feel free to write us here as well at the radio, and as well as the resources that we had shared earlier, repentandprepareTheWay.org and JesusIsLordRadio.info. I want to take this time to thank Pastor Jose Bobadilla of the California Altar for a very generous investment of time and in the kingdom of God in sharing the word of the Lord with the precious end time saints. Both Pastor Jose and I find it a great honor and privilege, and we're very humbled, truly, to be able to spread the precious end time gospel to the end time saints throughout the United States and the globe. And until the next segment scheduled for this Sunday, Lord leads. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.